Rico did speak to Justin Bartha, and
White
it was
dunk.
About his whole career. And, you know, we've been holding on this one on to, holding on to this one for a while because each show has been so jam-packed we can't even squeeze it in. So I know a lot of people are looking forward to this one. Let's play it right now for you. You got 12 minutes with Justin Bartha.
Hello.
Hello, is this Justin?
Yes.
How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good, thanks for joining us.
Of course.
It's pretty good to have the White Doug on the show.
Have you had Black Doug on the show?
No.
Oh.
We don't discriminate here, but, you know, it's, we have one of the Dougs. We'll start there.
All right.
I think that's probably what you're best known for. But now you're on a show called The New Normal on NBC.
Correct.
With gay marriage being such a hot topic, you know, do you feel you're doing something good being a part of that show?
I do kind of feel like I'm doing something good. It's not often when you're an actor to be proud of the things you're a part of. I mean, you can be happy with the outcome, but and while you're working, you could be kind of fulfilled in a sense. But yeah, this one, it feels really nice to, in my opinion, be on the right side of history and also just start whatever conversation that would be had about equality and gay marriage.
Do you feel, where do you feel we're going as a nation with this whole thing? I heard an affiliate in Utah refused to even play the series.
You know what? It's true. I was just in Utah this last weekend, and it's interesting because people, you do hear that, in the beginning of the season there was an affiliate that refused to play it, and you kind of feel like, oh, well, isn't that censorship? It's kind of bizarre. But, you don't really get quite the sense of what that means until you're there, and there are people that are big fans of the show, and they kind of they really want to watch it on the television, and they can't do it, and they finally got it, though. It was a bizarre experience because it is a form of censorship, and it's 2012, and you have people that are refusing to play a show that really is not that racy.
It's not. It's a pretty common thing nowadays, and it's all over the news, and it's people are out, and there's plenty of gay people, straight people, everyone talking about it. I know I don't see what the issue is, but.
It's a bizarre thing. I mean, it's that old mix of religion within the political system, and everyone's beliefs are valid, no matter what you think, in my opinion, but they should be, your own beliefs and not spread through the courts. So it's a bizarre experience to live in a time when people's sexuality and equality is still being discussed. And so going back to your original question of kind of do you feel proud being a part of a show that is trying to get that message out there, so it really does feel like a good thing.
Did this weigh on your decision to take the role?
Not really. I mean, the big decision to take the role was, the quality was really good, and it was funny, and it was moving, and it wasn't your usual sitcom. It wasn't just jokey all the time. And also Ryan Murphy, who's the creator, I was a big fan of, and I thought he did great stuff. So that was a big thing. But, it did the concept of portraying a homosexual couple in a realistic way definitely was appealing to me because obviously there's been a lot of gays on TV, but we've never really seen it in the bedroom or I'm sure a lot of people are thinking right now, did we want to see it in the bedroom? But it just happens to be a part of every single couple's life, and I've never seen it portrayed like that. So the challenge was to try to do that in a very realistic way and still hold on to the comedy and the drama of it.
I understand what you're saying. It's a pretty good show. I mean, as we see a lot of, the new shows coming out are very well cast.
I really appreciate that, by the way. Thank you. And, you know, it's as first seasons go, it's hard. It's really tough to pull off a first season of a show. And it's really rare that that a first season is, you know, a great season. And I don't think that by any means every show that we've done this season has been great. But I do think that the quality is pretty far above a lot of the stuff that's on TV. And I think that... as first seasons go, we did a pretty good job.
I agree. You've also recently done stuff on Broadway. Zach Braff did a production called All New People. How did you get into that?
I took a couple of years and just did a bunch of theater, which is something that I've always loved. So I did a few shows, a Broadway show. And then I did a couple off-Broadway shows, one of them being that All New People at the Second Stage. So it was, I just was kind of burnt out on some other stuff, so I just really kind of went back to my roots and did theater for a couple of years and hung out in New York.
Is that how you got started in theater?
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly. I mean, back in high school, it's kind of what started me thinking about acting.
Now, what got you to be a household name, really, I think, was National Treasure.
My sex tape? Oh, I thought you were going to say my sex tape.
No, I don't have a copy of that yet. So, after the interview's over, I'll give you my address and you can send that out.
It's not pretty. I don't think you'll want to
That's not how you got famous?
Yes, exactly. That's how you get famous these days.
That's how most people get famous nowadays.
Exactly.
What's it like working with Nick Cage?
He's the man. I mean, I love Nick. I mean, he's one of my favorite actors, and he's pretty wild, and it's a lot of fun to work with him.
Is he come on behind the scenes a lot like he is on, that wild kind of persona that he portrays?
He's a funny dude. I mean, I think that... we had a lot of laughs, so it's not like he's doing, he's not like a bizarre dude that sleeps in a coffin or anything, but he is a very funny, funny guy, and he keeps you laughing.
That's good. And from there, the next big thing was with The Hangover.
Right.
With, there's some big names in there, we're kind of elevated some names that were rising already. Do you feel a little left out that your character was stuck in a hotel both times, and Bradley Cooper and Ed Helms and Zach are out there partying? And
yeah, I mean, I don't really feel left out. I mean, I really feel proud to be a part of those movies, to be honest. I mean, we didn't think that they'd be so huge, and they ended up being like kind of a cultural phenomenon in a weird way. So, no, I just feel blessed to be a part of those movies. I love those movies so much. They're hilarious.
They, I agree. They're great movies. Really funny. But did you come in originally and read for Doug, or was it kind of open? Or
no, it was originally I didn't really want to do the movie when I first got sent the script. But I did have a relationship with Todd Phillips, and I had bumped into him, and we talked about it. And then I realized how dumb I would be not to be a part of it, because Todd is such a great director. So, yeah, it was always about Doug for me. And I love the guy. He isn't the most fun out of the guys, but everyone needs a little grounding now and again.
Yes, that's true. But going the other way from grounding, you had Ken Jeong and Mike Tyson. Are they really as crazy as they come off?
They're acting. I mean, Ken is a doctor. So he can't really be too when he was practicing, he doesn't really practice anymore, but he he's when you turn that camera on him, he goes crazy. And Mike is actually just a sweetheart. I mean, I grew up watching Mike fight. He was a hero of mine, so that was kind of an honor just to be around him.
Yeah, it was in, you know, the last hurrah of boxing, in my mind anyway, was the era
exactly.
that he was in. You know,
well,
it's
it was
a different sport
now. Definitely kind of that. Yeah, exactly. It was kind of the last showman in a weird way. You know, it was the last time that you were so excited to see. I mean, it was a major event when he was boxing. So, and I remember they were. Major memories of my childhood is sitting around the TV with my father and watching him box. So he's the man.
Everyone paying $150 for a pay-per-view that lasted 5 minutes. He came out and
yeah,
he just
exactly.
knocked somebody out in the first round.
Yet worth it though, because everyone really wanted to see him knock the crap out of someone.
Oh yeah, yeah. Well, that's the thing where I think we're missing in boxing now. You know, Ali, love him or hate him, he made you want to go see him. You know, and
well,
a lot of the boxers
Ali,
in that era.
Everybody loves Ali.
You know, yeah.
No, exactly.
Well, at the time, you know, he was very, very polarized.
No, exactly. No.
You know,
but,
and,
you know, it's interesting that you say
it.
That the 150. But that's a great thing is that the $150 when I was a kid for that, and we weren't wealthy by any means. But you know, we spend that $150 and you see him for 5 minutes, and it's like you talk about it forever. And now you'll pay $400 for pay per view or whatever it is, and it's like. And it'll go, you know, go to the last round, and you're still disappointed.
Yeah.
And
well,
no
Justin,
heavyweight.
Thanks for joining us.
No heavyweight.
There's,
thank
yeah,
you,
there's
thank
no
you
Romain anymore. You know, I think
yeah.
I think a lot of people, including me, have moved on to MMA, but that's
yeah.
And that's a whole other interview for me. I you know, I love watching that stuff, but. Now, I know you're limited
too.
Time, so thanks for joining us here. And anybody who hasn't yet, check out The New Normal on Tuesdays at 9 o'clock on NBC.
And again, that was the pre-tape from a very long time ago with Justin Barr. That's Rico Suarez.